Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I had no issue with Alonzo. Now, look, we're going to have many, many deep conversations about this team, what we would do, wrecking ball this, that. They are going to, Stearns will speak today. I'm sure they're going to fire a bunch of coaches, so we could react to that tomorrow. I had no issue with the way Pete handled himself in the postgame yesterday. I know some people were saying, oh, do you have to do with that soon? Like, what? I don't understand. What do you want him to say? He's opting out. He had a monster year. Pete Alonzo has earned a bigger contract. I'm sorry. So, end of story. Whether I cannot like him, you could not like him, you could love him, I could love him. He's earned a big contract. Will he get it here? Will he get it somewhere else? Who the hell knows? But for Pete to immediately say he's opting out, I have no issue with that whatsoever. He earned that right. The Mets didn't want to commit to him long-term, neither did anybody else. He bet on himself, and he had a monster year. Good for Pete Alonzo.
I think Pete handled it with great class. I'm with you. I had no issue with it. Now, Diaz gave a little bit of a different answer.
Right.
And you know, Diaz doesn't quite mean as much to the fans, even though Mets fans love Diaz, clearly. But Pete's just different. He's a little bit different. So homegrown, et cetera. So, you know, I thought the presentation was soft. First of all, he was asked a question.
Right.
And if you actually go back and listen to the clip again, he gives you about a 30 or a 35, 40 second, you know, encapsulation of what it means to be a Met and how much he loved it. And I thought he balanced a very raw moment for him as a baseball player with team failure and some complicated business decisions. And I thought he handled it like a champion and like a pro. And then I don't know who volleyed very quickly. So are you going to opt out? And he said, yeah. He was asked a question. Would you rather him lie?
No.
If I was Pete, I would absolutely opt out. And again, we could do 4 hours on Stearns.
Right.
We could do 4 hours on Mendy. We could do 4 hours on Pete. We eventually will.
The core of the team.
The core.
What needs to be done. All this.
He deserves a much better contract than that. And I don't know that the Mets are going to give it to him.
I just appreciate the raw honesty him. So I'm not going to get on and be like, oh, seconds after this. Mm-mm. Who cares, Mm-mm. man? He played his ass off this year. Mickey's calling from Walcott, Connecticut. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, so there's so many things that can go off. And I maybe if you guys allow me a moment to send a message to Stearns, because I'm sure we're all going to say the same thing today and we're all going to feel the same. You, Stearns, are the smartest, dumbest person I've ever seen manage a team. We're just going to call it as is. Between all the moves he's made this year, between his philosophy with pitching, which is pay less so you can get more acquisitions, fine. You got more acquisitions. You ended up putting up more pitches than any other team, any season in history this year, and look at where you're at. And do I trust him to sign Alonzo? Absolutely not. Hope he does, but he doesn't make good decisions with his acquisitions. I don't even trust him blowing up the whole team. If he blows up the whole team, who are you going to get? The same buns that we got this year or something better? Who knows? I don't trust this guy at this moment in time. And if anything, this whole season falls 100% on you. Nobody else but on you. Even Mendy. I don't have ill will to Mendy. Mendy did what he could do with what he has. At the end of the day, if he doesn't have all the pitching that he's necessary, how are you going to...
Mickey, let me throw one thing at you here. Okay, so that's your opinion. I respect it. I don't fully agree, Sal. When it's 38-55 over the final 3-plus months of baseball, which is an incredibly big swath of baseball to judge, it's not one singular failure.
Right, it's a lot.
Yes.
I would not blame Mendy myself, but I also don't think Mendy had a great year. My biggest issue with Mendy, look, if you can't watch the Mets, or if you... Like, anybody who watched the Mets throughout the entire season could see that he had no options as far as the pitching went. So I'm absolving him from that. To me, it's not, well, he pulled this guy too soon. Oh, he left him in. Oh, he went to the bullpen. Like, he had no good options. So I'm going to let that go. Where I do have an issue is I don't think he managed with the gut. I think he was tight. I think he kept saying the same thing as opposed to acknowledging the reality and trying to hold on. It's one of the reasons why I jumped ship saying that when generally when you're just doing anything you can just to get across the finish line and hang on, when you've been playing with fire so much so, eventually you will get burned. And generally trying to hang on, you get caught. Oh, just get us there. That's what they were trying to do. Their mentality was trying to hang on for dear life. And eventually they got caught. But I would blame him for being tight, sending the same message, not acknowledging the reality, and also not going enough with the gut and just going by the matchups. Oh, we're gonna play Vientos at third base because he's a righty against left. Like,
instead of Beatty, he made an error.
No, Beatty should be in there. Now, Beatty getting hurt didn't help them this last weekend. You get the point. He played the matchups last year. He didn't do that. So he wouldn't be my main culprit, but Mendy needs to take a hit because he's the manager of this team.
Yeah, I think he needs to take a big hit. You know, these were things, and that's why, you know, we really just don't do it the way we used to do it. Like, you know, listen to Mike and Chris and those guys back in the day. Like, the dissection of eighth or ninth inning moves, that's an older form of conversation. We don't really do radio like that anymore. But there were at least three or four times, and Sal, you remember this because you're my partner, whether it was the pinch running, and I understand that there were just situations where there weren't a lot of viable options from an arms perspective. Right. So I kind of exonerate him with that to an extent. But there were some in-game situations where I just thought he missed the boat, whether it was a pinch hit, whatever. But I'm also okay with giving a young manager room to grow. Now, the problem is when you're the manager of the Yankees or the Mets or the coach of the Jets or the Giants or the Rangers, the big team Knicks in our city, you don't get afforded that growth curve, especially when you were pretty good last year. You get Juan Soto. You've got a massive payroll. I heard Boomer say this morning when you attach the luxury tax.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Like the threshold that the Cohen tier, the Mets put $425 million into their product this year. So Met fans crave spotlight. Cohen craves being on the same plane as the Yankees. And that's a great thing conceptually. But when you do that, the manager's going to get dissected maybe a little bit more aggressively. I think he had a bad year. I would still bring him back, but, man, he's got a lot to prove.
Yeah, 100%.
A lot to prove.
100%. Great first year, rough second year. The pitching is where I'd lay off him a little bit, only because, okay, leave Peterson in, take Peterson out. Like,
Who pitched yesterday. They didn't hit yesterday, but think about imagine if they would have lost 7-1 or 7-5, like they scored a couple of runs, right? The Reds lose. Mets have a chance to get in, but because the Mets had nobody to pitch, they gave up 7 runs, they lose to the Marlins. Now, they lose 4-0, and listen, if that ball's 2 inches higher, you get on Pete's bullet, which was the hardest hit ball of the season, 115, but that's also baseball, that it's a 4-3 game, you get 3 runs scoring on that, and who knows what happens. But the fact that, and I will defend him to this extent as well, that Mendoza, and Holmes was great on Saturday, that Mendoza had to go out there and piece that together in a must-win game, it's laughable.
And he was doing the same thing for months down the stretch. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. More on Jackson Dart coming up in a little bit. Joseph calling from Charlotte. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, man. This is definitely on Sterrington Mendoza. I know they're not going anywhere, but I called it in April, man. This guy does not – I feel like he doesn't know what he's doing. You got a $350 million payroll. You go to a season without one pitcher who you could say is a game one, no doubt playoff starter. You let Iglesias go, who was your second best player last year, and the most important to your team chemistry. You cannot let him go. Quintana to the Brewers, $5 million. Like, this guy, it's laughable what he put on the
field. So how's that on Mendoza?
Game 162. With Mendoza, he did not treat the games during the season like they were important. Like, even going back to last week when Diaz pitched
the 10th inning. Seven pitches. He didn't pitch the night before. But we couldn't bring him back in for the 11th. And we know we needed them to not go on the top of the 11th. He couldn't bring
That's
him
fair.
Back in.
That's fair.
I know, but think about what you're saying. Like, I'm not arguing that in that particular instance, it's not fair or not, but this is still now how many days out that you're going to need Edwin Diaz. You can't pitch Diaz two innings every night. And that's the way the Mets
are. Must-win games against the Nationals. We threw seven pitches and was dominant in that top of the 10th.
I know, but Joseph, what about what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning or the bottom of the 10th? Why couldn't the Mets score a run?
Hey man, they scored. They did score. That's how they tied it up.
No, they had an opportunity to win the game multiple times and didn't. Thank you for the call. So it's very easy to just say, oh, you should have stuck with Diaz another inning. Okay, so the Mets are built to have Edwin Diaz pitch two innings every night. Like, that is the answer, and that cannot happen. That's the only answer. Rodgers isn't good enough. Helsley was a total bust, and you're getting on Mendy for the pitching decisions. I'm not saying that everyone was perfect; they weren't. He had basically no good options for months. The starters were giving him 2 1/3 innings. He's overusing the bullpen. They were no good. The offense takes a hit too. That's why, for me, if you're going to blame Stearns. You can't blame Stearns and Mendy. It's either Mendy had more than enough to work with and didn't get it done, or he didn't have anything to work with. At least that's my mind.
I got you. I do see it differently. I do think you could blame both men, obviously, varying degrees of blame, and like separating the different issues,
correct.
Whatever. I got to tell you, and maybe this is just overly simplistic, but if and I don't know that anybody associates the name that I'm going to throw out there as maybe the core reason why this happened to the Mets, and there's a lot of choices. It's Ryan Helsley. If you really, and now I can't get on Stearns for getting him. It was a good get. We lauded
right.
it. He's a flamethrower, man.
Right, but maybe he should have done a little more homework on what they were getting in Helsley.
Perhaps. I mean, maybe you should have made better push for Bednar or yeah. whatever. But when you look at when he came here, his first game was on August 1st, right? And his first three, first eight games, loss, seven games, pardon me. And every one of those games, he got knocked around. Three blown saves, a loss, and three losses in that situation. And, you know, again, you can always say, hey, if Soto was better in April, maybe one more win. If this guy turned a double play, that's one. I understand that. But to me, it seemed like, even though they were playing poorly before that, when Helsley was inserted into these high-leverage games against pretty good teams, the Brewers, the Phillies, and other Seattle.
In tight spots.
I felt like they lost any aura that they had remaining at that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.